Praise the Lord. As our pastor has just introduced me, I'm Eric. I have a family, a wife by the names of Margaret. God has blessed us with 7 children, 6 girls, and 1 boy. 3 of the girls are married and they have children. So I have 5 grandchildren. I bring greetings from Bunyoro Kitara Diocese that is led by the Right Reverend Jacob Ateireho, who was consecrated and enthroned last year in August. And my brother Kerry was able to attend the consecration on behalf of this church. I also want to bring greetings from Bishop Nathan. He has special attachment. His name is already there. And Mama Peace, they are doing well, retired at their home. I bring greetings from Bishop Samuel and Mom Sarah, who also retired last year, and they are at home doing farming. They send much love to you. I want to appreciate my brother, Reverend Benny, for giving me this pulpit. I know I am an Anglican priest. I've been an Anglican priest for the last 25 years. Actually, in December, I am supposed to celebrate 25 years of ordained ministry. So I know what it means, someone giving you this pulpit. Please, could you help me and clap for him? Just help me and clap for him. Thank you so much. I want to appreciate Brother Kenneth Shake and Martha, who are ministers, who made this connection and made it possible for me to come and see you brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you so much, Kenneth. Could you stand? Could you stand? Yeah. I was here 2017 and 2018. And 2018, also Reverend David Brannan gave me an opportunity to stand on this pulpit because the connection was also made by that couple, and I want to appreciate them so much. We have been together since 2007, and the way we met is a long story that he himself can tell. But amidst that, we appreciate God that brought us together. I want to thank before you, Brian and his dear wife, Melinda. Are they here? Please just stand, don't mind, just stand. Clap for them. They have kept me safe. It is a wonderful family. I bless them in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I also want to appreciate those who have come over to their house to make me feel welcome. First, our pastor came there the day I came. Peg, is she around? She also came. Bob and his dear wife, Debbie, they came. We had a good time with them. I appreciate you. They all make me feel a brother to you all. So I came to the States, one, to see you, but two, to say, we love you, though staying far from here. And say, by the grace and will of God, please, the door to Bunyoro Kitara Diocese is open for you. I say, one, two are better than one. Because when you are alone and fall, you'll have no one to wake you up. But when you are two, you fall, the other one will help you and say, brother, take courage, come up. So I say, please, the door is open for us to be together. Carlo did me so well. She took me around Kentucky. We visited Kentucky University. Yesterday, she took me to Shaker Village, a wonderful place. I really enjoyed it. And now I have a story to tell when I get back home. I thank her so much. Stefan, the wife to our vicar, is a wonderful woman. She took me to her house yesterday, and we had a good time. I wish you come to Uganda, and I revenge. And I pray that God will do it one day. Our message today, we will share from the text that we are read to us. And I want to begin by saying, one of the most exciting moments in life that one can enjoy is participating or attending a wedding ceremony. It is very common in Africa. Even last Saturday, we had one of our clergy. It amazes to see two people, a woman and a man, coming forward and enter into a covenant through making vows to stay together until death separates them. And they begin a new journey. People who lived separately come to live together. And on top of that, also bearing the same name. My surname is Twine, Twine. And my wife, before I married her, was Tumusiime. But since we married in 1990, she became Twine. And the challenge she has is protecting my name. Whatever she does that contrary to what she's supposed to do, it affects me. People will say, you see, Twine. Now we are called after Christ's name. We entered into a covenant with Christ. You are called a Christian, who is supposed to live a Christ-like life. Whatever you do, contrary to the will of Christ, then you are betraying the one you entered a covenant with. And so, it's so amazing to attend a wedding function. In Uganda, the last one I said, we had two functions. The introduction, where the lady was introducing our son. And it was attended by 1,500 guests. The wedding reception we had last Saturday was attended by 1,200 guests. And I was the chairperson organizing, because the boy marrying was a son to my boss, our diocesan secretary. So in a wedding, when the two couples are making vows and enjoying their reception, there are certain things that you see clearly, and these are: one, you see love between the two. Love at its apex. You see respect. You see faith, the trust that one has in the other. You see commitment. They hold hands together until the man takes the wife into his house. But you also see obedience. So when in Revelation chapter 19, allow me reread verses 7, 8, and 9. Listen to what it says. Verses 7. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us praise his greatness. For the time has come for the wedding of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself for it. Verse 8. She has been given clean, shining linen to wear. The linen is the good deeds of God's people. Then the angel said to me, write this, happy are those who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And the angel added, these are true words of God. Hallelujah. So, here, we say on a wedding, people put on white garments, gowns. And what is it for us Christians? When you enter into a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ through baptism, you are expected to be renewed, to be made a new person in the image of God, because we are created in the image of God. And so he says, the white linen stands for the deeds that people do, the things that we do, the things that we think, the words that we share with those who believe, and those who believe mean a lot to Christ. He is the bride and we are the groom. By the fact that we come and make this family, we have entered into a covenant with him. And so, one, love should be vividly seen and not amongst people who believe in Christ. Respect for one another, regardless of what they are. Commitment to what you are called to do. Commitment to your faith. Because it is not a matter of whether I go or I not, I believe or I not. It's a commitment. That's why people wanted to know the name of God. I say, God, can you tell us your name? So that when we go, and people say, but who was he? What did he say? Tell them, I am who I am. It's amazing to realize that really, according to the Psalm 145, verses 3, he said, God is great, God's greatness is beyond human understanding. Because he is who he is. You cannot associate him with any certain class. Because he is God. We were sharing last night with Brian and his wife that God is not changed by any situation. When you don't have food, it doesn't change God to cease to be God. When you don't have money, it doesn't change God to be God. He remains God. So where is our duty now? Always kneeling before his throne of glory in repentance. I say, God, we are human beings, but created in your image. Forgive us wherever we have done wrong. We have fallen short of your glory. And we repent. And I think that's why this pulpit is there. Always to remind that we are sinners. Every Sunday, this one has to be used. Every Sunday, the other one has to be used. Every Sunday, our beloved choir have to come and sing. Through the music that they give, they lead us to. God speaks to us. To individuals. And one surprising thing, God does not speak to a multitude. He speaks to individuals. He speaks to one by one, because He knows you by his name. Your name is in his thing. Every morning he looks at you. Every evening he looks at you. When you are away from your home, he's watching. What a wonderful God that has called us to serve. He is a great God. And his greatness is beyond human comprehension. I don't want to remind you what you went through year 2020, 2021, and part of 2022, COVID time. Everyone was just puzzled. We were all locked in our houses. There was all the churches were closed down. And the government employed security to guard people from entering. And what was shocking, even when a person found a way of coming to see you, and you see him coming, you would immediately close the door because you don't want him to bring COVID. Even those who had money could not work. Today we are talking about science courses. Even those who had studied sciences, their science could not work. What was work? God was proving his greatness. God was ministering to people and saying, look here, people of the world, created in my own image, there is something going wrong in the world. I want to check yourselves. But what surprises and shocks us, instead of people amending their ways after COVID, actually they went straight, more straight. In Uganda before COVID, Christianity was 85% in Uganda. But the census we had last year, we have dropped. We are at 82%. And now we are saying, where have the three gone? Maybe they are in their houses and they have denounced Christianity. Maybe they have joined. We have a cult called Ibisaka. Owned by a God. Kenneth Shaka went and had a one-to-one face-to-face with that God. Maybe they joined Islam because the Islam percentage has risen. We don't know where they are. But that does not make God happy. Not get God happy. So marriage is such a good image for the believer's hope because people are united with Christ. If you are united with Christ, who then can be against you? People are developing different ideologies today. Person can stand and say, but okay, Reverend Eric, you are talking about God. Where is God? Fellow Christians, believers in Christ, there is God. There is God. Believe it or not, there is God. And that God loves you. That's why you are here. John said in the gospel, a new command I give you. Love one another as I loved you. We were sinners. He died for us. Today we are celebrating the fifth Sunday after he conquered death. He is alive. There was a great celebration when he overcame death. And it gives us hope and courage that even when we struggle, when we suffer, when we face every kind of thing, one day we will be victorious. We will rejoice with the angels. So in the text, John teaches that when Christ returns, the wicked will be destroyed and God's people will enter an eternity of glory and blessedness. It's my desire for you, also for myself, that as we do whatever we are doing here on this eternity, at the end of it all, we inherit the everlasting glory. Where is it? Jesus went. And whatever is written in his word is true. I've seen even the vicar's or office is a library with so many books. But the Bible remained the Bible among the many books. Where is the difference? This one is not just a book like other books, with papers like other papers. Within it is life. Life that Jesus Christ gives. But to who? Those who admit that really they need him and make right choice. One day I was lost in sin when I was just a teenager. But God said, Eric, I love you. Come forward. And I said, yes, Lord, to you I surrender. I came forward and said, Lord, from this day, I give my life to you. And it is because of that wise decision that I made that you are able to see me. Where could I begin to come? Where would I get money to come? And everyone is sending me, say, oh, how is U.S.? How is U.S.? How is U.S.? They are unable to come. Even the rich are unable to come. Where do they begin? Who hosts them? But because we are called to love one another, because Jesus loves us. Brian and Merinda, open the house. Vika, say, come to me. I'm going to also to visit other people's houses. And I praise God for that. So he said in verses 1, a revelation, that after this I heard what sounded like a law of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory belong to our God. I know big men and women are here. Those who feel that real God has blessed them are here in this congregation. But listen what he says. The glory belongs to our God. And that humbles us, brings us down. I was happy when I see the ushers, men of great dignity. But the ushering, they have come down. I see men and women listening. That touches God's heart. That touches God's heart. But glory, salvation, and glory belongs to God. It says, Alleluia is mentioned 4 times in Revelation chapter 19, verse 1 to 6. It's mentioned 4 times. Meaning, in every situation, we should praise God. Even when you are sick on bed, just say, God, I thank you. I was able to listen to Bob's testimony and Brian's testimony. I just said, God, you are a wonderful God. Even amidst such a situation, people are able to talk about you and say, really, Jesus, you are real. Is there anyone who has doubt that Jesus could not be real? I want to invite you to accept that Jesus is real. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. To do what? To enter into a covenant with him. God gave his only son as a bride. So those who accept him live an intimate relationship with God, and whenever that is done, there is a celebration. There is a celebration. Who among you wouldn't love to join that celebration? Jumping, rejoicing, praising God for who he is and for the things that he has done to us. Listen to what he says in Isaiah chapter 54, verses 5. Your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. You could be a Christian who was united with Christ, but because of one reason and another reason beyond your capacity, or beyond your understanding, you found yourself divorcing him. You come to church because it is a Sunday. Come to church because your parents were Anglicans. But without a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, your maker is your husband. Just observe a moment of silence to reflect back. To find out whether you truly belong to him, you are for him. I normally challenge people, my Christians, using the Bible where it says, people come and worship me with their mouth, but when their hearts are far away from them. And one of the African scholars whom I like interacting with says, Christianity in Africa is 1 mile wide. It grows very fast, but 1 inch deep. So many people talk about Christ, but living a Christ-like life, very different. That's why you would hear acts of witchcraft in Africa. That's why you would hear acts of corruption in Africa. That's why you would hear killings in Africa. Who does that? People who say are Christians. But because within their life, Christianity has just gone fast 1 mile, but not sinking in their hearts, they end up behaving as if they are not Christians. But you see, for those who are married, you know how you love your dear wife. You know how much, really, you invest much in him. God is calling us to do that. Our maker is our bride. He's prepared, he's ready to receive you. Could it be, in one way or the other, be against Christ? Could it be you have not decided to live with him till death separates you? I was telling people that divorce rate is going high. They wed today, fantastically. After some time, you hear the lady say, I cannot tolerate this man. I'm going back to my parents. But they gave you away. Why do you go back? So it could be, are you a Christian? Yes, I was baptized. Bishop came and confirmed me. I went to church. I waited. But is Christ real in your life? Is Christ real in your life? You may have been pushed away by circumstances beyond your control. I am bringing good news that Jesus is still tenderly waiting to receive you. Even when you fall, he's ready to hold you up back and make you stand for him. Declare him as your Lord and Savior. May I invite all of us to observe a moment of silence. Please, in prayer, you can bow your head and observe a moment of silence. Think about your relationship with God. What is it that occupies your mind most? What is it that fills your heart most? Is it God-related? Or human created? When you are at home having a time of meditation, what is it that fills your heart most, your mind most? When you are having some time, leisure time, what is it that fills your heart? I am inviting you If you feel that there is any burden in your heart which you need to get rid of, I am inviting you to deny, to denounce it. And say, God, my bride, I had divorced, but today I come before you with a reconciliatory heart. I want to reconcile with you. Lord, I want to thank you because you know each one of us by name. We want to thank you, Lord, because you love each one. No matter what we go through, no matter how far we have strayed away from you, Lord, you still have good plans for us. I want to pray for my brother, I want to pray for my sister, who is this congregation. I know by the power of your Holy Spirit, you are already ministering to your people's hearts. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you save where salvation is needed. I pray that, Lord, you bring healing to the hearts of men and women that are hurt. Where people are depressed, Lord, I pray for peace. Where people have not made a decision and a commitment to live for you, I pray for courage. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come and move in power amidst your people, Lord. I want you to take power and authority, Lord, against any power of darkness that hinders people to see your love, to see light, to see an open door before them. Any kind of power or spirit that causes trouble in our families, I want to denounce them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to speak peace. I want to speak joy. I want to speak every power that comes from you to come and reign in the hearts and the minds of your people for the glory of your name. Lord, forgive us where we have wronged you. Create in each one of us a new heart. Because a broken and contrite heart you do not despise. Let power come and fill this house. Over the hearts and minds of your people, Lord. If you are there, you can pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for speaking to me. I admit that I am a sinner. And I call for salvation. Forgive me, Father, wherever I have wronged against you. For all the time I have divorced you, I pray that we reconcile, O Father. Cleanse my name from the book of destruction and write my name in the book of glory. So that at the end I rejoice with the angels in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let the church say, Amen. Amen. If you have said that prayer and really would like to mean it, inviting Christ into your heart, if you were there, I would say, please come forward. But you can tell me, you can take your pastor, you can tell the usher that today I have given my life to Jesus Christ. And the angels in heaven will rejoice. May the Lord bless you as you continue serving and meditating on these words. Thank you.